basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music, politics, or just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Let's see who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's going to be good. Woo! Hey, everybody. I am so excited tonight because we have so many special guests coming on. I'm trying to do so many different things. And, you know, it's going to be a fabulous night. So I'm also, you know, what I'm also trying to do is an Instagram live, and I'm trying to see if we can get the show on Instagram, because from what I understand, that's what people are flowing to, you know, that's where everybody's going. And if that's the deal, you know, I want to be in on it. I want everybody to know what's up and the great shows and the talents that we have on this here show. Okay. So let me just start off with this. Had a great dream last night, and this show is, you know, a way for me to, I guess, really, okay, really say how it is that I do things. And just give me 1 second. Let's get this thing together and play some music. 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 The music sounds low. I sound low. You can't hear me. You can't hear me.
I can hear you. The music sounds very, very low.
The music sounds low. Okay, I'll fix it.
Hey, Jay.
Who's that? Who is that? Who's that voice? I just
I can't see anybody. Why are you like squeezing all up in? What's up, Mo? When you want to get your own little link and come on in? But that was good that she did that, because now I could hear that she's coming through there. Did it sound a little more clear? I'm trying to do like 50. You know, I'm trying to.
The music sounded like it sounded like you were playing it in your kitchen and you're in the basement. It's sound way off in the back.
Okay, but you could hear me. See, I'm trying.
You're super duper clear.
Okay, now, wow, jeez. Okay, because what I was trying something, and I wanted to try it early before our guests come on, because we have some really special guests. And what I've been doing with these links, you know, with the videos and stuff, is I've been cutting out this first part where I fudge around a little bit. And then, you know, for the part that we put up on our website, it's edited. This part of it would be edited out, except that background Betty popped in. So we're going to take that little something and see, she don't even know who she's playing with. She be playing with. Okay, so hold on. Let's see, you know, we have a few minutes before Oya calls in. Let's just see.
Really excited to see her.
You've never seen her in person, right?
Well, only on her social media stuff, you know. I think we follow each other now from the other shows.
She is a big bubble of excitement and positive energy.
Yeah, that I know.
She is just insane. And, you know, not for nothing, she's not hard on the eyeballs. I just got to say that. So,
it's true.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of music to play. Let me try this.
What did you say?
I have no idea what kind of music to play.
Oh,
now,
man.
That sounds low.
That I've never heard from you.
That is extremely low. I wonder what's going on with that. Okay. All right. This thing want to play Shy now. I get it. That's my own fault. I did it. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I was going through cleaning out my inbox on Facebook and saw a lot of shout outs for that Bonnie Pointer show. Speaking of which.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were like, wow, I haven't heard from the Pointer Sisters. All they used to be my jam. Da 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 da. I was like, yeah, thank you. Dope. Pretty dope.
That is pretty dope.
Are you wearing a bandana or a hanky or something? What do you have around your neck?
Cheryl was giving me grief about it, too. Don't feel bad.
Oh, what is it, a shirt?
It's a turtleneck. And
oh.
All right. Here's the get up.
Gotcha. Oh, man, you don't need a turtleneck on. Oh, but then again, that you know, that looks very football fan-ish that you are.
See, you get me. You get me.
Got it.
All right.
I think I'm gonna get that one. I like that deep V-neck.
Yeah,
love
but, see, that's the thing. I'm not like a V-neck kind of person, and if I do have a V-neck, then I need it to what? No, No, they not, Rez.
What happened?
Why are they calling me? Why?
Ooh, the man.
You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to leave you on here with some music. That's what I'm going to do.
Hey.
That's what I'm going to do. So, everybody, mm-hmm. Hold on. Hold on and let me. Oh, you know what? But the music.
I get to prime the audience. Yeah.
The music game is not really what. Hold on a second. Let's see what we can do here. Let's see. Hold on. Hold on. Because I closed it, I started it, and Oya will be coming on sooner rather than later. So let me try.
Shout out to the Papi Chulo on the line.
Papi Chulo.
Wednesday Wisdom in the basement with the Javon and Therese.
You know that's
right. Today we got a lot of wisdom, though. We have a lot of wisdom and just energy. Amazing
energy coming through, and I'm super duper excited about having some of two of which I call my real, real fam. And they're so amazing, and to get them both together is a treat beyond words.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, this is your show. You're just gonna rock and roll with it, and I'll be listening. Mostly.
Absolutely.
All right. So let me do this and see how it goes. And
Oya may call. Isn't she calling in at 7:15?
Yeah, she got 5 minutes. So
okay.
Give me a minute and you can build to this. Let's hope that it plays well enough.
If I sent you a message in a bottle, it'll never get to you. And when I try to explain myself, I just can't get through to you. You feel like a stranger. It's like I don't know who you are. I replay in my head the things you say. You leave a star on my. I need time for me to heal and change my dream. I'm on my way now, and because of you somehow that I found my way back to me.
Now, I'm going to see what's happening here.
Looking down on who I used to be. Yeah. And I'm walking through the water. Ooh, it feels so good.
I'm posting this on my page. Where do who do I go? Your page, Therese, Javon?
You can go to the YouTube page because it's broadcasting live on YouTube straight, and then you
okay.
can post that over into your page.
Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me
no.
at all?
No, you're very low.
Very Let's low?
Turn
very
low. Yeah, turn your vocals up.
Whoa.
Like you could take the music out and swap out.
Well, you can't hear any music, right? There's no music.
There we go. You're better now.
Yeah, the music is gone, right?
Yes, it's gone.
And you can hear me clearly?
Yes.
And what about you, Oya? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Check, check. A 1-2, a 1-2.
Well,
I got you.
But can you see me? But do you see me? Can you see me, Oya?
I can see you and I can hear you. I'm just going here on your YouTube page so I can, you know, share.
Thank you. But can you?
WJBR Internet.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
I got it. About to post
right.
it.
But can you feel me? Can you feel me? You feel my?
Oh, yeah, I can feel you.
I can feel you.
I feel the vibes. I feel the good vibes.
There we go. There it goes. All right. I apologize for that. So also,
we're getting a soul party started. What is good in the basement?
So guess what? We're also streaming live on Instagram tonight. I finally got it worked out.
Look at you.
What? Yes, we're on Instagram. Only thing is that I have to remember every hour to.
Oh, yeah, because they. Yeah.
Alicia.
Exactly. So I guess, you know, we'll figure that out. And I took, you know, that wasn't even a glitch. I took myself out. I thought I was able to.
Drinking it.
Yeah, like take myself out a little bit so I could fix the Instagram so y'all wouldn't have to see all of that. You know, me fixing and fudging, but I'm going to work it out. We're going to get this thing. You know, Oya, I told you I'm a work in progress, right?
Hey, we all working and growing. It's all about the healing, the growing, the transformation. That's what's up.
And this, my dear, is the time in which to figure it out. You know, this is that.
It really is.
That reset,
it really is.
That step back, try it again, and we good. So how have you
yes.
been, darling, since the last time we saw one another?
Still super duper.
Nice. Hey, baby.
Everything is going really groovy, and the same thing that I teach, I'm doing for myself, you know, still with the healing, the growing, the transformation, scaling personally, professionally, spiritually, you know, doing all the soul work every day and taking this opportunity, really this time where we do have extra time, most of us, right? Especially like people that were doing things that were live to actually say, okay, now I have these days or these hours, these travel days back, these performance days back to be at home for different things that I wanted to work on, right? And then like putting that in the schedule sometimes could be a bit of a challenge. So it's like now it's like, okay, I'm taking advantage of this time joyfully, even amidst, you know, what seems so chaotic and crazy and horrible, right? So I'm always about reframing issues as blessings. And so this is how I'm doing this one.
Nice.
Absolutely. I dig it.
Nice. Oof, because this is something else, huh?
It really is.
Yeah.
It is.
Because this is something else. Oops. Sorry, got a little feedback there.
Okay. See, we all working it out. So, Oya, for those people, because we are still growing, we are still every week we're getting new listeners, new watchers, first time callers and all kinds of things like that. So if you could just give everybody two things, okay? One, I want you to tell everybody about your book. But
okay.
Before you go, and in case I forget to ask again, what people who listen to this show, like they don't really, really know. And I don't know whether or not Therese really, really knows what's going on with them pipes. You know what I'm saying? So, so if you could just give a little bit of that before you leave, because even though, you know, even though.
All right. Well, since we're talking about changes for transformation, I'm going to do a little piece of this song that I always used to love singing. Well, I still love singing it, and I'm asked to sing it everywhere, but it was one of my favorite songs to sing with my father. He taught me this song. Lord, I know I've been changed. Lord, I've I know I've been changed. Lord, I know I've been changed. Because the angels in heaven done signed my name. Come on, everybody say, Lord, I know I've been changed. Lord, Lord, I know I've been changed. Lord, I know I've been changed. Because the angels in heaven don't sign my name. You know, I could keep going, but I'm going to leave it right there.
Yes. Whoa. Yes, yes. Amen.
Yes, you know.
That's thank you for that. For sure.
Yeah, it's all about change. It's all about connecting to the soul. It's all about love. And that's what I do. Everything I do is from the soul. And I do this soul work every day. And that is my mission, to assist other people to really connect with their soul. I provide a sacred and safe space, whether I'm using my voice musically singing or speaking and teaching, using my voice so that those people can really have a safe space to really connect to their soul, so they can recognize who they are, why they exist, why are they here on planet Earth, what is their mission, and how to actually go do it without the roadblocks and the fear, the stuff that paralyzes us. And so what Javon was talking about, here's the actual book. You can actually see it now because we're on, you know,
this is the book.
You know, I got
hold that up there again. Hold that book up.
Well, this is the workbook.
There we go.
That's the workbook. But this is the actual, the first book. This is a companion to that I use. Then we got, this is what Javon likes. This is the audio book. This is I really don't want to read. I'm just going to listen.
Right.
But so this is the box set, you know, you can get, but it's all available, you know, digital downloads. So you can get it that way, because that's what a lot of people like to do. And
well, tell people the name of the book.
So it's called Star Point for Success. The 5 Star Points for Success. The subtitle is Manifest Your Dreams, Live Your Life's Purpose. I am Oya. I just go by Oya. My full, you know, is Jacqueline Oya Thomas, like you can see it here on the book down there. Jacqueline Oya Thomas, if you're looking for it.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
So yeah, that's where you can go and download it and enjoy and listen. And I'm actually the narrator of my own book. I did it. So you'll hear me.
Oh, you would want to be, because you would want to be. All that fire needs to just come through and just envelop the entire.
Right, it has to be me. Right? It couldn't have somebody like actually reading it like, sometimes we all find ourselves compelled to change. Like, no, that's not going to work. Like, hey, look, you know, look at here. Sometimes, you know, we gotta change. You gotta get on the good foot.
Exactly. So what are the pillars?
The 5 Star Points for Success is the mind, body, spirit, emotion, environment. So this is the connection that we all must have. It's necessary. Like, I give people the examples of, like, you know, you could go to church on Sunday, but then on Monday you're having toxic thoughts or eating toxic food, breaking down your health and your body, breaking down other people, and most importantly, yourself. Because when you're really in love with yourself, you don't have time to break down other people. You're not even worried about their drama. What you're concerned about is lifting them up. Right. So it becomes a whole different thing when you really fall in love with yourself, because hurt people hurt people. People mm-hmm. that love themselves love other people. People that are all about really connecting to their soul, they're going to be not even just in respect, but in reverence to the other person's soul. And they're going to respect what they came here to do. They're going to be in reverence. So really connect into your mind. We do, like Javon knows, I talked to her. Did she tell you I got a masterclass coming on Saturday?
Awesome. This Saturday?
This Saturday.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and I know you guys have the show. I know you guys got, but mine is at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So that's 3 o'clock. So that's after the show.
Oh, okay.
So let me know if y'all want to, you know, roll on in. Oh, because
goodness.
What we're going to do, and Javon, yes, I have this special I told you, a surprise for your listeners.
Yes,
so everybody
that's
listening, specifically for the Javon and Therese listeners of In the Basement, the early bird special already flew away, but I'm going to give that to your listeners still for anybody that's listening today. And I'm going to give a code for them to be able to put that in if they want to come and get the value, $50 off. So when you dive into this masterclass, just like what you're asking me about the book, we're going to get clear not only about those points of the mind, body, spirit, emotions, and environment and why they're so necessary and how they all interact with each other for you to be whole and happy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to start with your mission, your purpose, and your intentions. You need to get clear about yourself and what you're here for. And then you begin to operate in the support system of that foundation of the 5-star points for success, so you can begin to build on top of that. And last but not least is the bonus, which everybody, I always tell you guys, everybody knows, is what everybody wants to know, is revamp your money mindset. How you actually get this money that you've been talking about you want, you're tired of being in debt and all this other stuff, but you gotta rewind first. Please listen to me. The reason why this is the last chapter and the reason why I spend so much time on everything else is because if you're in debt of and how your thoughts are and you don't know your worth, then we can't even get to the money. So we got to deal with that. And then we could talk about abundance and prosperity. Money is going to come. That's a byproduct of my work. But people don't come to me to make money. They come to me for this. And then they just happen to make a lot of money after that because they know their worth. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That makes total sense. Uh-oh. So you know what?
What?
You need that link. You know what? Don't be surprised if you see me in the building, because, you know, I'm just looking for all kinds of ways to keep elevated, you know, and just, you know, there's just some vibes that just can't be denied. So definitely, I'd love to come to your workshop and hang out and listen and get some jewels, because this is jewel time, and that I hope I'm blessed enough to give some away in the same vein and, or turn somebody else on. But this is a great start.
Yes. Yeah, so it's Spirit of Oya event. Spirit of, you see my t-shirt? I got it. I don't know how which way the camera going right now.
Okay.
Spirit of Oya, everybody. Spirit of Oya events.com. And so here's the kicker, because you're going to see it's going to say coupon code when you scroll down and you click, because it's going to say 147. But if your listeners click and then they put in the coupon code, which is, you ready for the coupon code?
Ready.
Y'all ready? I hope y'all write
Basement Love.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes, yes.
So all you got to remember, if you on this show, you know it's in the basement. So it's Basement Love. And then just like that, clean, like magic, they get $50 off. So it's only $97 for a full 4-hour masterclass where we go deep. And it's people say it's worth way more than that. And it is. But
that's
I want to
awesome.
Do this for the community right now. So that's the reason why I'm doing it. I really wanted to do this. And so I'm doing it and I'm happy. And I ultimately want to see a lot of smiles on people's faces.
So
nice.
It's
nice.
SpiritOfOyaEvents.com, correct?
Yes, that's it.
SpiritOfOyaEvents.com. And the code is Basement Love for your
yes.
It's this Saturday.
12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you know what I thought about when I made the code? Outside of the fact that, like, obviously you're in the basement, but I thought about what is a basement? You know how I think, Devon, you know I can't help myself with
yeah,
that, right?
I know,
so I started to really think about going deep, you know, going down in it. Like, what's down in there? The things that a lot of people put in the basement, but they don't want to actually go through those boxes. They don't actually want to see what's in there. And then this, again, this is that safe and sacred space. And it's an intimate group of people that's really ready to do the work. you know, really ready to start to go through those boxes in the basement, you know, really get organized, get organized with your thoughts and really, you know, really build and have something that you deserve and attract what you deserve, what you really want. We're all worth it. It's just a lot of us don't know it.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true.
For the ones that are listening now and commenting, tell us how, what, because this clearly is your calling.
Clearly. It is.
First recognized or did you, what was, where was Oya prior to Oya understanding her true purpose?
So it's all interconnected and it took me a while to really get it in an organized fashion in a business plan that made sense. And even now it evolves to where it's getting that much more laser precise for those perfect, you know, people call them ideal customers, perfect customers or clients. They're my soul people, you know, that really, that's my tribe of people that's really ready. Right. So it goes back to, so you asked me this question. It goes back to me singing with my father in church at 3 years old, that song, and how I could see how he and we really made people feel connected. And it wasn't a surface thing. They would be holding their heart. They would cry. They would be going through something to release in church. And I recognized it was something, I didn't know what that was at three, but the authenticity, the love, the real feeling, because we're human. It's feeling. We have this opportunity to really feel. Mm-hmm. And somehow along the way, around when I was 8 years old, because I was a pretty happy bouncing around kid, and I was with myself a lot because even though I have an older brother, he was much older, so I was really like the only child in a sense. You know, outside of the love and attention, my brother and I are like two peas in a pod, but, you know, he was older, so he was doing his stuff. Yeah. So I spent a lot of time with me. And then I remember outside of the music and that feeling, I started to like see people not happy. Like there's a time in our life as a child where we'll start to see arguments, we'll see violence, we'll see divorce, we'll see pain, and we recognize it as something that wasn't on our minds as we were playing with our toys and growing up, unless there was even more trauma in the house and all of that. And I was watching a program, and it just happened to be a divine thing. Do you guys remember who Dr. Viscott was?
No.
Okay, so Dr. Viscott is like a Frasier. You know who Frasier is, right? Yeah. But Frasier's the pretend, like, to the actor of the real person that had a radio show.
Okay.
And I was watching, like, some reruns or something. Like, I'm a kid. But I was fascinated and mesmerized by the fact that people were calling in with their problems, and they sounded so heavy, so dark. And I knew what darkness and sadness was at this point. Mm-hmm. And he would help them. And I said, this is so cool. I want to help people like this. This is really cool. Because I knew that outside of church and like what I did when I sang with people, my ultimate goal was to see people smile. And what I didn't get is that the thing about smiling is that there's something inside of you that's operating in peace and love and joy where you're happy. So then you smile. So then I recognized it was deeper work that I had to do. So I had the raw talent of you know, getting people to smile through my music and stuff, but there was something deeper. So I went to school for psychology, got my master's in spiritual psychology. I knew that it was something deeper, so that's the reason why I got the spiritual psychology beyond just kind of like how do you feel in the mental perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I could really go on and on about all the different other certifications and classes and life experience that all brought it full circle for me to recognize that everything is from the soul and how I created this whole system in my life experience, my education, and even with the feng shui and psychology in the how the energy flows through your home, just like through your body, through your mind, the whole circuitry, the organization to show people that because, well, Therese, you know, people don't really come with a manual of how to be a spiritual being having a human experience. So that was what I decided that I wanted to create.
Pause that. Can you repeat that? People don't, you see some jewels right there. People don't have the manual.
Right.
Of how to be a spiritual being having
a human experience. It's says this is what the 5-star points for success is about. This is what the masterclass is about. And, you know, in my next book that I'm writing, then it goes even deeper and then how you can then build that relationship with yourself and your business and in your relationships. So it's awesome. I love it. And yeah, I'm living my purpose and my mission. And that's the reason why you guys always make fun of me, but I know you love it on me. Like how I always be like, ah!
We are not making fun of you. We are loving you.
Nobody's making fun of you
at all.
But I like to have fun in the playground, so it's fun that you're making fun. But that's why I say it in a loving way. But it's like she just so like hype. What's up? But I know you loving it for real.
But really,
a lot of people don't think that. Along my journey, a lot of people thought until they stuck around for years to come. That, wow, this is actually who she is and how she operates for real. Because sometimes people think you can't be that happy. You know what I mean? And this is to say, like I've told you guys in other shows, this is not to say I'm still human, right? So things happen. But right. I just operate in a different way to not let stuff take me down.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
just not even worth it. It's not worth the time.
What do you say to, because we get a lot of callers and a lot of people and, you know, just around that are kind of in a really sunken place because of what's going on in the world today.
Right.
What do you say to those people to keep them, or what can you offer those people to keep them elevated?
Well, you know, I'm going to say something that just came forth this present that's real. How were you before this happened? I mean, really, because things can happen in life that then can amplify
mm-hmm.
what was already going on.
Right.
You know, so it's a thing to be able to really meditate on, to be like, is it really the pandemic
mm-hmm.
or what else was going on? Because there's real things that are happening with people with their jobs and everything else. But I just want to ask that crystal clear question. Is it really truly the pandemic, or were there other things that were going on inside of you already that mm-hmm. were in chaos, and then this thing happened, and then now this is just another thing that's like almost like the straw that broke the camel's back in a sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as regards to resolution, because I'm all about results and what are you doing and how can you, everybody's situation is different, whether it's a financial thing, is it, you know, because you're locked inside the house and you have an opportunity to really go in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would have different answers for different people, because maybe that means that you're finding someone that you can speak to, because a lot of people, you know, can't go, or they weren't even going to see somebody for their mental health and wellness. And now maybe mm-hmm. this is putting a light on the fact that you really do need help on a deeper level. So there's that opportunity. If you're locked in your house now, and you always said it was so hard to eat healthy, you know, okay, now, how about this is an opportunity? You don't have to go get that fast food because you're not rushing to work, to the kids, to this and that. Now you have an opportunity to create this healthy habit. You know, you said you didn't have time for meditation. You said you didn't have time for prayer. You didn't have time to write that book. You said you didn't have time to do these things. So I'm all about results. What can you do with this time that's going to be positive, that's going to lift you up? And most importantly, again, going back to soul, spending that time with your soul. So what? So your spirit can shine like the star you are. That's all it is. Like, you want to shine. That's mm-hmm. that's you came here to do something. So how about taking this time to really go in and figuring that out?
Right.
And just being real. Go look at everything and see, okay, this is the problem. Now let's look at all the choices and opportunities and possibilities to resolve that issue. Does that make sense?
It does. I'll read some of the comments that are coming up. Debbie Turner says hello. Monique, I'm not sure which thing you said made her go wow, but she typed in wow.
Okay.
Patricia Porter says good evening, Queens, and she's she says she's loving the shirt. Yeah. WJBR Internet Radio.
Oh,
We got the merch now. But she also says facts, how you were before this pandemic. Love that. She gives you the thumbs up or
awesome.
Something for that. And One Queen Forever says, good evening, fam, sending virtual hugs and squeezes.
Oh, yay.
And P Boogie says, hell yeah, it makes sense, everything that you're saying. And before, always on the move, but now you have to sit still. And I agree with you, and what you said that resonated with me was actually when you said, you know, what were you doing before? How were you before? And it's really funny. I was like, yeah, I was sitting in the basement pretty much dreaming about Chaka Khan, just like I'm doing now. I haven't, nothing's changed.
Well, no, but things have changed for you, because since things happened, look at what you've created here, you and Therese. You've actually are taking, you're taking the time and doing something with it that's productive.
That's,
you know,
true.
Because before you were thinking about this. I remember, like, man, I remember, Javon, like the first time you interviewed me, right? That was years ago, and you were talking about this stuff, and look, like it's beginning to manifest. So ultimately, here's the bottom line. Because I just keep it like get right to it, right? You know,
yep.
We have issues, we got problems, let's face them, and then let's look at what and how we can solve them. You might be able to do that on your own. You might need a friend, you might need a counselor, a therapist, a mentor, a coach, you might need a nutritionist, you might need whatever you need. There's help out there, but it starts with you actually facing it. I just take out a good old piece of paper and write down everything and face it. Get it out of your head. Do the mind dump, right? That's one of the first things that I start to do with clients. Okay, what we got going on? What's happening in your real world reality right now that's driving you crazy? Let's look at everything. We got to get everything out in order to organize it. That's what a big problem is for a lot of people, is that they're completely disorganized.
And you know what's interesting about writing it down? It says that in the Bible. It says that in the Bible.
That's right.
It says to write it down.
And we got to understand something in how all of this stuff works for me, from that kind of design psychology, from the spiritual psychology, from the certification in feng shui meets spiritual psychology, along with everything else that I've seen with people. You got to understand, if you are disorganized or you have blocks, then your flow of energy is not going to be able to go where it needs to go, right? Because it's going to have blocks. Just like in your body, if you have clogged arteries and blockages, the same thing, you're not going to have that flow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you got stuff all over your bedroom, you go use the restroom and then you stump your toe, like, oh, crap. Well, you got, you know, I mean, the simplest thing is whatever is on the outside of you is but an outer manifestation of what's going on in the inside.
Exactly. So technically, outside of people that have, you know, because death is a real thing, or let's just say transition is a real thing, you know, anything dies actually. But COVID just amplified whatever level of sadness you may have had, or, you know, and just challenged those areas. And yeah, I get it. I get it. You know, I absolutely get it.
Yeah, and so here's the thing, like when you have coping mechanisms or to the place where you actually, you know, from the strategies and everything to the place so that you have a certain way of being, whatever actually really happens in your life, you operate and you process it differently and it doesn't affect you the same way. So whatever happens, you're able to see things differently. But a lot of us weren't doing that work prior to it happening. So it was really devastating. You know?
Absolutely.
It's kind of like, you know, I think, like, you know, speaking of my father, and you spoke about death. So it's kind of like after the fact, you know, when someone dies, but you didn't really have that healthy relationship with them versus if you had that healthy relationship. So it hurts and it's still hard and it's still devastating. But because you were in your process of that healthy relationship, that love, that flow of energy, you don't have regrets. You don't have the same pain. Now, it's painful, by gummit, let me tell you, because I know, you know, my father was everything physically to me. However, it was different for me because I'm not having nights where I can't sleep because of the fact that I wasn't right by him and vice versa. Like, we didn't have that love relationship. Do you see what I'm saying? So I just, what's present for me in that, if whatever anybody has got going on with anybody that they love, please take this time to to be able to work through that, because it's whatever little stuff or even big stuff is still not worth it. And so the same thing with that relationship with yourself and whatever you have going on in your life, to make sure that you work on it now. Work on it now before anything could possibly, and you have what shoulda, coulda.
Just so that everyone knows that you can call in and say hello to Oya if you have a question. I see that there are people watching, but the number to call in if you'd like to call is 347-996-5394. That's 347-996-5394. See, Oya, we still got everything going on. And
yes,
that was what I wanted. Exactly what I wanted. And now, of course, you know, you can't, you never, I always say, once you're satisfied, you're done. What's the point? You can't be satisfied. So
yeah,
I need this to be completely smoothed out. Whereas I can do everything without you knowing I'm doing everything. Because I notice that you know that I'm doing something over here, right? And what that is, I'm doing technical stuff.
But you know what, you guys? Devon, let me tell you something. I want to prize you and applaud you for all of the, you got all kind of moving around doing it, but you're doing it.
I'm doing it.
Because here's the thing, there are so many people that I talk to that are not in action, and they're afraid and in fear that, oh, I'm going to look crazy. I'm not going to have this right. You got to get in the trenches to smooth it out. Like you said, you're going to smooth it out, but you're not going to be able to smooth it out unless you actually get in there and then see what all the issues are and fix this and fix that, tweak that. And then, you know what I mean? It could be a day. It could be a week. It could be some months. By the time you hitting this, it's going to be like nothing. Y'all going to be like nothing.
Yep.
So what I said, tell people are afraid to do it. They're afraid of being judged. They're afraid. And it, cut all that out. Get out there and do it. You're going to bless somebody along the way of you figuring it out. Trust and believe.
Man, thank you for that, you know, because you know how you say somebody needs to hear that on today. That is Devon. So I'm gonna take this. You just gave us a clear, concise soundbite that I may have to take out and then put in a little MP3 and shoot it to her every now and again, because you know that's you just can't be afraid to fail. You know, you just can't be afraid, you know, when you just can't be afraid to take the risk. You know?
It's not failure, Therese. It's learning. It's not. That's the whole thing. Like, what is failure? No, get that out of your mind and recognize that whatever that didn't go the way that you wanted to go or smooth or, you know, it's a learning experience.
Yes, it
Instead
has.
Of wasting that time on beating yourself up for it not going right, recognize that you actually did it and that was another step up. And it's going to get better and easier and more graceful, but how are you going to find ease and grace if you don't actually get into it?
Amen.
How are you, Jay? How are you going to find ease and grace if you don't get into it?
I'm just saying.
I'm just asking, Jay.
You know.
I love it. I love it.
I do bring Oya on because I want to present her stuff and to promo it for her, because Oya, I love you. I think you are just dopeness. I want to thank Mr. Keith Washington for putting you on my radar. You know, you are just amazing, but there's another side of this. You know, I get my therapy in public. it's like free therapy almost, you know. But I love you, and you are so right. And yes, buy the book. You gotta. I'm gonna do everything I can to be on that call. I have a funeral tomorrow. My stepmom. Everything you're saying is so on point.
Oh, and light to you. I saw you. Last week you had. I'm sorry about your loss. Love and light to you, mama.
So I got that going on tomorrow. So I think Saturday I'll be where? In the house, in the basement.
Yeah.
Well. So I'll probably, you know, just come on to your workshop and actually pay for therapy this time.
It's so powerful. It's going to be so powerful. Listen, you guys, I got to say again, spiritofoyaevents.com. Make sure you use the code for Javon and Therese, all of the people in the basement listening. If you put in basement love 50, you're going to get $50 off. Now, mind you, it's worth way more than this. This is what I'm doing for the community, and I'm live. So yeah. I'm telling everybody, if you want to get it now while I'm live, where you're going to be chatting and involved and asking questions, this is not pre-recorded. That's why it's so important, because this price point is usually for a pre-recorded, you know, a video that you would just watch and take the class. No, I am live. So please take advantage of it if any of this resonates with you, because a lot of us don't understand how important it is for us to know our mission, purpose, and intention. You're just running around like in the hamster wheel. You're going from point A to point B. And this is a great opportunity where we are quiet, we are still, we are in our homes. Take advantage of this time to get clear on why you actually exist. So many people all the time are so depressed, and they tell me, I don't even know what my purpose is. Like, why do I even, you know, I don't have no purpose. And then they find themselves in a very depressed place. We begin to plant those seeds and nurture and really look and go deep into the soul. So that is one of the most powerful things. If you just walk away with just an awakening, a spiritual awakening of, oh my God, I actually, there is a real reason for me to be clear about my mission, purpose, and be mindful. Be purposeful every day that you wake up, right? And then, yes, that connection of like those negative thoughts, that self-doubt, that negative self-talk. You know, I tell people all the time, we all talk to ourselves. Mm. We all talk to ourselves. But what's the conversation that you're having with yourself every day?
Mm. Right. How about that?
Because that can make you or break you. That's either going to catapult you into amazing things, or it's going to take away from you. So we want to get clear about the conversations that we're having with ourselves every day in our mind, because our mind, we got this beautiful spirit that wants to be like, bang, and shine, but your mind actually has the power. That's why I start with the mind, to really paralyze you, and you won't even, some people don't even get up out of bed. I've had clients that tell me they lose 2 weeks out the month just in the bed, you know, because depression is real. Mm-hmm. It can happen, and so We gotta really understand our mind and really see where it's coming from, the judgments. We have to see where we picked them up, that belief system that we're operating in. Because once you create that belief system, you might as well have written out a real mission, purpose, like a business. Like, this is what I'm going to live by. And it could be tearing your whole organization down.
Once again, that link is www. spiritofoyaevents.com. And for us, our beautiful people audience, she has given us a special treat with a special code that we can go get that good discount. We need to really start spending more time than we do shopping on shoes or whatever it is on our inside part.
That's well, right. You know, Therese, now you're about to start a whole sermon right up in here on today.
You know, because
don't say what you're going to say, and I'll just
let me get that link right fast. Let me get that link. She's giving us Basement Love 50. Is that it, Oya?
Yep. No, Basement Love. Just Basement Love.
Okay, just Basement Love. Okay, and that's Saturday. Basement Love is your code. Special for y'all that she's cooked up for us to give us that good stuff for the inside parts, you know. And Oya, what time does this start?
That's at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So for all my East Coast folks, that's 3 o'clock. So whatever you did earlier in the day, get situated, get in, get your snack, get your water, your tea, your little snacks, have your journal and your pen, and be ready to get unstuck. get ready to find your freedom and your life and your purpose. And the big thing is, a lot of us don't even recognize that we're doing the things that we're doing. So it starts with the awareness and the consciousness of it all. And from that point, you start to move differently just in that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what you were saying, Therese, is really important, because a lot of people are so busy buying things and doing things to show off to other people that they're okay, but they're not okay. They're not good. They're not extraordinary. They're busy buying extraordinary things on the outside, but they still not happy. I've worked with some of the, man, I've worked with some people that, they had it popping with the cars, the houses, all the money, everything. And you would think, you know, if you weren't in this line of work, just on the outside, like, oh, they got it going on and they got money and they're happy. And some of the most miserable people, because they're so disconnected. They're so disconnected from their soul. And the bags, the jewelry, the cars, the homes, all the fake life, that is they not living from their soul.
Exactly.
Right.
So the thing is, are you investing in you? A lot of us don't invest in us. And it's very important to invest in you so that you can move forward in the way that you deserve to.
Right. That was inspired by someone saying to me one time that, you know, that I encouraged to, you know, look for therapy and look for that type of thing. And he was like, well, you know, I tried it once, you know, it didn't work out. It's just not for me. So I was like, you summed it up. Like, that wasn't for you. Maybe that person wasn't for you, but you,
beautiful,
you know, you got to spend more. But you go to the store and you try on sneakers, you don't stop at the first pair you don't like. You keep trying and trying and trying until you make the right fit. So what is, you know, like, just keep at it because you're worth it. Please.
I think that you, first of all, I would say, because I've seen some of the comments, everybody, it's all lowercase, because I've seen Pop Carter, thank you, put capital basement, capital L for love. It's just one word, basement love, all lowercase. So just want to be clear. It's basement love, all one word together, basement love, all lowercase, no capitals, okay, because it is case sensitive.
Okay.
But Therese, it's so important what you're saying, because I've heard that some people say, oh, I went to this therapist, it didn't work. Mm-hmm. And it's really like a courtship. You have to, like you said, try on some different people, you know, like you try on different shoes, and everybody's built different. The way that their therapy process is, how they counsel, their style, who they are, everything that they pulled from their life experience and their education, it's all different styles and ways. So you want to make sure that you give the space of healing an opportunity by finding the person that's in alignment and divine for you. It's just like finding a partner. When you find that partner, that spiritual love partner, or that business partner, where you're like, okay, we're in tune, we're in alignment, we have the same values, you know, then you're able to dive in with them in a way where you feel safe. I create a safe and sacred space. When people know, they know if they come in for soul work, they're coming to Oya for that. They know it's a different type and style of what I've integrated together that's very specific, that assists people to grow personally, professionally, and spiritually all together, integrated based on my life and my education and the different things that I chose to nurture who I already was and what was already inside of me, right? So it's very important, Therese. Thank you for that, because people will go and find a counselor and say, oh, no, it's not for me. Oh, for one person. But you just dated Susie, and you didn't say, well, I'm not going to date nobody else.
See?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So go and you got to date, you know, Jan and Terry and Lori and whoever else, and then you find your wife.
Right.
You find that partnership. You don't just like, oh, well, you know, this companionship, this dating, this, you know, come on now. So you don't give up on yourself and what you need? Come
see?
On, man.
See, are you doing workshops like you need, if you're not already, and I can't imagine that you would not be, just doing workshops for like people that need it in groups. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. Matter of fact, that's a thing. Like some of my students, they're now moving into the mentorship membership. It's a 5-star membership. So they have that community every month and they're showing their wins. And sometimes when they're having issues, they have a community where we come together and we have master classes and lessons and a group calls and all of that stuff. But yeah, I've been doing a lot of group, you know, things for organizations and things like that over the years. So this is why I said, you know, I want to come and start doing these master classes for the community of people that have been watching me, you know, putting up my posts, like doing something for a corporation or for a school. And that's all great and wonderful. And I love it. And I'm so, so thankful. Right.
Mm-hmm.
However, I knew that there were all of these people that kept DMing me and asking me like, well, what is spiritual psychology and what is a soul work? And then how are you like this? And I said, you know what? I want to bring this forth And it's important because I can do it in a group and then bring down those you know, price points, especially during this time, because I'm not going out doing those live events, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just really I decided to create this community for this on a larger scale so people can understand their self and understand why they keep, this is another big one. And we talk about this in the masterclass, and I have a separate masterclass specifically for this with relationships, why we keep getting the same relationships over and over again that we despise.
Ooh,
that comes up. Same thing with jobs, the same jobs. You got the same problems, but I tell people, is it all of these people or what's the common denominator?
Ooh,
yeah,
wow.
I see some stuff that kind of it hit. But that's why I pray for people that are open and serious about doing the work and not trying to point fingers, because we got to stop pointing all them fingers. Mm. When you take responsibility, you will change your life.
Come on, somebody. See there?
That's true.
Wait, Jamal, why you get over you over there like, well, I ain't got,
because everything you're saying is true.
Did Jamal,
you know,
move that little chair? Would she move around like that?
Don't be telling it all now, Oya.
I love you.
I love you back, sweetheart. Look, everybody, give everybody the handles of how to find you in the world. And then the email address and the code again, please.
Awesome. So thank you, Pop Carter. Got it right in there. Basement Love. That's exactly how it's spelled. Just my overall, if you want to check out more stuff, subscribe to me on YouTube. I'm Postpirational Goody Video, Spirit of Oya. Everything is Spirit of Oya. It makes life really simple on Facebook and on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube. Everything is Spirit of Oya. Just specifically for this event and other events that come up, I have a separate website address that just goes right to the events that I'm doing at that time. So when you want to find out what's going on, and as we're developing the new website, Spirit of Oya events will still go directly on that page on spiritofoya.com. So just to be very clear, spiritofoyaevents.com, and just type in all lowercase, one word, Basement Love, and you will get the $50 off. Masterclass and workshop. Come ready for healing, for growth, for transformation. If you ever, like, if you feel stuck, and you feel like you keep going through the same old relationships and jobs, and you're not getting your work, you don't feel like you're getting the money that you deserve, you really feel like you in the cloud, or like you stressing, and you don't feel good about yourself. Like, you just really, you're not really really feeling like you could be where you are. Even people are like, you're doing good, but you know that you're better than good.
Mm-hmm.
No, like some people, like, y'all doing okay, you're doing good, but inside of you, it's like you dimmed your light, but you are a superstar. Like, mm-hmm. I believe everybody is a star. It's just, how brightly do you shine? We all have that choice. So if you feel like you dimming your light, and you know that you are great, that you are extraordinary, that you're awesome, but you just okay and you good, like you're doing good, you know, you're making your money, you're comfortable, but you know there's something more. There's something more in your soul that your soul is screaming to come out so your spirit can shine like the star you are. Come to this masterclass, the workshop. I welcome you with open arms. And so Therese and Javon, y'all think about coming?
Yeah, definitely. I am. Definitely. And we're going to try to drag some souls with us. So
yeah, and the thing is so great is because it's live. Like, I just can't reiterate that enough, because just like right now how I am here, you will see me in the webinar format kind of like this. You'll be able to chat just like that. So it's like when I'm talking and teaching and you have a real question about a real thing that you're working on right now, guess what? I'm going to really engage with you and interact and be able to work with you on that very issue for resolution. So that's why I'm saying, please make sure you get in there now. And, you know,
yes,
pre-recorded stuff is amazing, but working like this, where I can see what you're saying and workshop with you, like, that's the jam.
That nice. Sounds like what's up. And there are a lot of people, you know, who are chiming in, who seem excited.
What are they saying?
Oh, well, P. Porter says, ready for healing, growth, and transformation. Come through, Oya. Again, Patricia Porter wants to know the time. That's 3 o'clock Pacific. That's
no,
3 o'clock
p.m. Pacific.
Oh,
3 p.m. y'all time.
Right,
Eastern 3
o'clock
time.
Our time, Eastern Standard Time, and that's noon Pacific, right?
Right. But all of that information is on the page. It has a bunch of different questions to really ask you if this is you, because I just don't want people in the class. Like, it's not about that. People that really, like, if you really feel like this and you ready for this and what you want to learn, just scroll on down and hit that button, and then on the next thing, it'll show you where you can put in your coupon code, Basement Love, and get that 50 off.
That's right. Get $50 off. One Queen Forever says, my anxiety was at an all-time high, but I recognized it and got help. I matter.
That's right. Beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. And you know what, Oya? I want to thank you again. You are lovely.
Lovely.
Mind, spirit, and
you guys
all.
Are lovely, too. I receive that and get it back to you.
Thank you, darling. We appreciate you. And God willing, we'll all see each other on Saturday. What about that? So,
yes,
you know what?
Yes.
Everybody who's watching, listening, or whatever, you come, you call in, you hang out with us from 11 to 1 Eastern Standard Time, then you go have your lunch, kiss your boo or drop your boo or whatever you got to do, boo. And then at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you click on to www.spiritofoyaevents.com. You go to the event. You write in Basement Love. You get your $50 off. And we all going to heal together and grow.
So go in and register today. And you'll get the email today, right now. Go in and register after the show, and then you'll get an email with all the information, your link, and all of that stuff. Okay, the coupon code will be good through Friday. So make sure you get it now, before Friday, because that's going to allow for everybody to be registered, so then you can register it into the actual webinar. Okay, but you guys, I love you guys so much. I appreciate you. I want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you for all your love and support. It's bigger than me. You guys get that it's the message, the mission, and the movement. My whole movement is I'm so serious about people shining like the star that they are. And how do they shine like the star that they are? It starts with really doing all of this soul work so they can have that self-love. When they have that self-love, they're going to go love on everybody, and the world is going to be a brighter place. So that's my movement. And I thank you, because it feels like, you know, like, oh, we're going to have Oya. Come on. It's like another every quarter or something, you know, just to keep that light going. And
exactly. And
y'all get that, and I appreciate it for, like you said, Javon, the new listeners and people that are your faithful listeners. And that's the reason why I wanted to provide that code, because you guys have been wonderful for the movement, and I appreciate you. And I know that this class is going to be great for you guys, too, because you guys are going to have some thoughts about your mission, your purpose, and your building, and it's going to be good. Thank you.
Next time.
And you know, I got to say it, what I always say to everybody, remember, don't let anyone or anything dim your light, including yourself. Now go out and shine like the star you are. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Bye.
Peace and blessings.
Love Oya. As a matter of fact, when I was to bring up some of her music, but you know, as always, there's something going on. So, Rezzy, did you send the link to the people?
I'm going to send it to him again, though. Hang on one moment.
You send the link, go, and what I'm going to do, I'm trying to find a nice song by Oya, and it's like now the whole computer is doing what it wants to do. It's like, you know what, you can't be just bossing me around. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought I could, but... Apparently, it doesn't like that. So I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to boss my thing around, and I'm going to play Peace in the Valley by Oya, and then I am going to refresh the Instagram. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take myself off screen while I do that, so everybody doesn't have to watch me do that. And... yeah, everybody hang out with Therese. Keep her company while I refresh. On Instagram, I am going to end your Instagram and start a new one for the Gandhi. I don't want you to miss a minute.
Trying to figure out, you know, how to come in and out here. I see them looking, so I know they'll be back. But there they are. Stay right there, ladies. Stay right there. Hey,
and please
hey.
Be sure to unmute yourselves.
Now, you got yourself on mute, too.
There you go.
Unmuted.
There you go.
We might need a little bit of light.
Just a little bit, Okay, so for those of you who are just tuning in, I am super, super excited to have two of my faves right now coming in live. And as they get it together on that end, put it over mute, Myra, so I can do your intro. There we go. Okay, for over a year, Myra Gandy has been creating an arts organization that would serve to be a legacy to her mother. Now, just so y'all know, Myra's mother is the legendary, and when I say legendary,
legendary.
Irene Gandy. And first of all, y'all just, if you don't know, I don't know what rock you've been living under, but Irene Gandy has been in this game, and she's one of the vets in the industry. And I'm going to get to that after I finish reading this illustrious bio that y'all are going to hear. Okay. So she did it as a legacy to her legendary mother, the two-time Tony Award producer, publicist, Irene Gandy. In March, COVID-19 invaded the world and everything was put on pause. Myra moved from her apartment in Harlem to her mother's Greenwich Village home to ensure that she was well taken care of while sheltering in place. And as weeks of quarantine turned into 2 months, the mother-daughter team found new ways to express their talents. So they're launching now something that I'm sure is going to benefit all of us, the Gandy Art House, which I think is amazing idea. The Gandy Art House is designed to provide creative opportunities for youth and families and the LGBTQ community to engage in visual, performance, healing art, projects and events. It's the first event that will launch this weekend. Okay, so I'm really looking forward to creating in an art space for families and children, and particularly for the LGBTQ community, as a tribute to her mom, and having this building that would be a legacy to her and her family. But with COVID-19 pandemic, okay, everything is different. And she talked to her mom and realized that arts were needed now more than ever, which is very, very true. With all that taking place on the internet right now because of this pandemic, they're going to create a safe space globally with the Gandy Art House and start now. Okay. And that's Myra's quote. And I think that it's brilliant. And, you know, Myra's just a love anyway. So, you know, the Gandy Art House is going to represent the families committed to the arts by using the arts to create connections, bond, and heal. The Gandy Art House will have live events in visual and performing arts for youth and their families, a kids corner that will offer activities and classes and showcase children's networks, and the Q Art Space will offer arts programming and safe space for queer youth and allies to create visual and performance art. Now, what y'all also need to know, and I you won't hear a word from them until you get the education, because we are going to give them their flowers while they are here to smell them. All right. So back to Irene Gandy, you know, one of my all-time faves. Irene Gandy is the first and only female African American press agent in the Association of Theatrical Press Agents and Managers on Broadway. Pause. Let that sit. She is the first and only African American female press agent in the Association of Theatrical Press Agents and Managers on Broadway. Okay? And since her career, now you're going to gag, because you thought that was something. You're really going to gag, because her career began in 1968.
That young lady right there,
her career began, Silky, like this is not a game. Career began in 1968. Do you know how different the world was in 68?
Oh,
okay.
God. So
the fact that she began, like,
young? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just gagging at how young.
You know, that's a running scene now. Okay, we're going to get to that part, because that part there is the through line in her existence.
Yeah.
We all gag at that, you know, but that's like a whole other story.
Okay, right.
See.
Let's get back to what was going on in 1968.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, right, exactly. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Wow.
She's worked over 100 Broadway shows across the press, marketing and community outreach. 100.
So Rez, let's stop there again. Like you said, look at what's going on in 1968. If people think that there's a glass ceiling now for a black woman,
woo,
in the business
on.
World, right? And mind you, she's still the only.
Only.
That's remarkable. You know what I got to do right now? I mean, you know, I'll pause and you keep going and then.
I'm going to keep going. You know, I'm going to keep going on this one. Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you about some. We're going to share with them some of the productions, you know, and I'm going to love to see what the Chinese translation of all this is. And I'm going to speak slowly so that our international listeners can really understand the gravity of who we have on our show today, you know, and double trouble because we have the Gandhi family, amazing, mother and daughter tag team here today. And it's bananas. Okay. So some of the productions she has worked on and also co-produced, okay, Broadway legend Gandhi also co-produced Lady Day at Mrs. Barnes Grill. Now, Lady Day is an off-Broadway production. Do you know what that production was, Javon?
Yes, the Billie Holiday story. I saw it. I was there.
Baby.
I went to see it.
Well.
With
Audra McDonald, yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
and she
absolutely.
Did a phenomenal job. She did a phenomenal
exactly.
job. It was outstanding. It was a one-woman show, basically. I was there.
First
I saw
of all,
it. Beautiful.
A one-woman seance because she just embodied Billie all day on that one. That's what it was.
That's it.
It really was. So, and then she did also the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. And that music, of course, in 2012 won the Tony Award.
Tony,
you know,
Tony, yeah.
For the best revival. Right. In addition to her theater work, she was associate director and special markets for CBS Records, where she worked with Earth, Wind & Fire, The Jacksons, Patti LaBelle, just to name, like, come on, somebody, you know. And she also, you know, she also works with one of my faves, the legendary Nona Hendrix, you know, because we've had Sarah Dash on the show a few times. And that Nona, you know.
Yeah.
One time, Nona Hendrix.
I'm just saying, Nona is everything.
Okay.
Okay.
And, you know, and Myra didn't fall too far from mother's, not too far from my mother's footsteps working on Broadway. She's made and is continuing to make her art a mark. That's going to be her legacy, too. She's an amazing, amazing artist, you know. And, you know, and I didn't get a chance to see her work when it was in a museum. But, you know, I did kind of have some spies that went through, you know, that came back and said we were going to meet there. I just couldn't make it that night. Amazing, amazing, amazing work. Okay, so she's a visual artist whose painting, collages, and videos and installations examine issues related to women, identity, beauty, race, history, and the intersection of media and culture. Gandhi studied at the American University in Paris, France, and holds a Bachelor's of Fine Arts from the University of Southern California. Okay, and she has over 20 years of experience in personal art instruction with youth of all ages, and she, in her own right, is a recipient of the 2012 National Action Network's Woman of Excellence Award for Achievement of Children and Women in the Community. The Gandhi Art House is launching as a virtual safe space with events Saturday and Sunday via Zoom. Now, this is this Saturday and via Zoom.
Wait, we have to interject.
Uh-oh.
It happened last Saturday and Sunday.
Oh!
Yeah. With that first event that we launched, and the next event it'll be Art and Groove. It's music, art, grooving music. It will be on June 6th
in honor of Pride Month.
Yeah, for Pride.
Oh, Pride.
We did launch 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
and I just want to say things because I am now I'm Myra Gandhi's mother, but Myra and not her bio, which she gets to say, but I won't say that she has a scholarship named her. In her name at USC, the first Myra Gandhi Art Philistical.
It's for the Black Alumni Association for young Black artists at the University of Southern California.
Her name is going to be in a building one day.
That is amazing.
Awesome.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
Ladies,
yeah.
ladies,
Myra.
Powerful.
Thank you for that introduction. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
I read it, you know, and you know, typically if I read, you know, introductions or, you know, and I seldom do, we dissect the pieces so we can give the nuggets around the story, you know, because we like to, we don't like the PNG versions. We like to do it unorthodox. We like it to feel like a vibe, you know, because you're streaming now on YouTube, Instagram, and it's an international podcast. So we just like to like invite folks into the basement, into our world. Part of that too is because you two are just two of my faves.
The idea that you
are joined Wonder Twin Powers to do what you're blessed to do.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel like what you said earlier, to give people their flowers while they are alive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where, you know, when I think about legacy with my mom, I know she's been around a long time. She also has helped a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always brought me up to recognize and, you know, reach out. And you see a young, talented person, to give them an opportunity. So the first thing was me being an artist since I was a little girl and her actually supporting me. And it's really important to be the face of a parent supporting supporting someone who's their child who's doing art. Because you know how it is. They don't want to support it because they're like, oh, you're not making money. That's not real. Put that little stuff away. But she supported me and just allowed me to be myself. So, you know, of course, I want to leave this legacy for her. So I was working on it and I was thinking, what would be a really great thing, right? I said, Ma, you know, we have this space where youth can come and they can just create.
Yeah, it's important.
Just create, because there are spaces with the LGBTQ youth and the situation. Homelessness. There's so many things, and I want to create a space that creatively they can just express. We'll partner with other, you know, organizations that can provide services, but I wanted a space where you could just express. You know, they are expressive.
Yes. And it's also important, as a long career, I've been a worker in Broadway for 50 years, and Myra has been backstage in every single way. So you can do it all, being mother. And also for other people, I am a lesbian, and my daughter. So it doesn't, you know. And I think she's most incredible, you know. And there's no horror stories. No one. No woman. I know. I'm a buddy.
I love it.
So you know, of course, it's great. I came down here, like I said, like you read. And we're here, and one of the things that I think is very interesting is that we're all experiencing this at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a great equalizer. And because we're all experiencing this, it's like, okay, now we have to sit. We can't be like, that's happening over there, that's happening, but it's happening here, and you have to sit. And so we've been together, and I was just like, you know, why not just launch it now? Everything is virtual. We don't know what's going to happen. So what our Gandy Art House is now is a space where we're going to have content online. It's the GandyArtHouse.com. And I'm asking for submissions for young people who would like to showcase their performance, their writing. All you have to do is send an email to the GandyArtHouse@gmail.com with the link, and people can see the work that's happening, and especially in the LGBTQ, you know, community. And then in August, you know, we don't know where we're going to be able to, if we'll be able to, we probably won't be able to get together, but we're going to have an online event where we can showcase the performances and the dancers and the singers and the writers. And then whatever project we're doing, you'll find that on there as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting an Irene Gandy card collection. I already have, we all know, but
yeah.
Working with Myra and see how she's doing her online classes, because she provides art to the school system and how she works with them, and the beautiful things that came out, and I'm just so incredible. So it inspired me to start my own collection. Of course, all the cards are going to be my face and Myra's face, you know, because it's always going to be about me. It's always about my personality, and she's been very helpful, because I just want to send out
what I want. And she said, you know, just watching her paint, it'll be a piece of art, a card collection with a piece of Myers' original art, of other two other pieces that are dear to me, that I look great. And so that's what we did. And the proceeds will go to the Gandhi Art House. So,
mm-hmm. So that, you know, when we can have a space, a physical space, when that lets up, we will. We'll have that physical space.
And this, in terms of, I wanted to say one thing with Myra, you don't have to cut off your ear. You can make money from art. There's so many different things that you can make money from art. Cards, designs, math book, you know, anything that you want. So it's important that whatever creative juices you have, you can make money from it. But money is only one part of it. You have to be passionate. You know, one thing I think I told my daughter was like, I don't want your paintings to be $50,000, because if you're painting for the heart, you want to share that with somebody else. And, you know, that's the thing that you have inside that you could pass on. So
that's really important to me, to have that accessibility with art so that people don't feel intimidated. And I think we're in a space like, look at your wonderful show and all the things that you do, Therese, right? Like,
yes.
We're in a time that you can actually do whatever you want to do. So I would encourage people, you know, not to be afraid, and you don't have to have it all figured out. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't have it all figured out. I had my ideas figured out, my passion. I knew what I wanted to do, but I was like, okay, well, I don't have a building right now, but I can do this. And mm-hmm. We did a Mommy and Me for Mother's Day. We launched in Mother's Day, and I did a Mommy and Me online art class. And people came with their mothers and created, and they were like seniors, they were young people. So I'm going to do that again. I'm going to do couples. I'm going to do just art and groove, where you just, you know, have your sip, you know, better than a sip and paint, because you don't come away with a cookie cutter. In terms of how I instruct, is mm-hmm. very much like, let's pull out your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing that. And yeah, everybody, please come and check us out.
Yeah, you said a jewel, because, you know, we had a guest on prior to, and her name was Ben. And in that, she dropped something for my co-host here and show founder. And you just came right on the tail end of that and dropped something too about, you know, not having to have it all figured out, but the idea that you just move forward, and what you're responsible for is putting one foot in front of the other, you know, and following that bliss, you know. I'm really excited because
you'll talk yourself out of your idea. You know, here's the thing I've always said, you know, people say, oh, when she or he calls me, I'm going to tell them this. Don't have to answer because the question may never come. Nobody may never call you to find out what you want to say to them. And then, you know, oh, if I move to New York, I can't, you know, don't have the solution to be hoped for the problem. You might move to New York and get an apartment right away, get a job right away. So you just have to do it. And it's no such thing as, I tell my daughter, or anybody else will listen, you know, it's just an experience. It's like ironing a shirt. Your mom may want you to iron a shirt, and it may not be the way you wanted to do it. So you'll do it the way you want to do it. And you try again, you know, the only thing, because there's no such thing as failure, just such things as doing another way, you know. Because if you only have one person listening to this broadcast, that you've touched one person, you know, you can't say, oh, I've learned that over the years.
I'm looking at some of the chat responses, and they are like clap, 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 and this
platform. Oh, I'm gonna go get my Tony Award. I'll be right.
No, don't go. No, they don't have that much time. We're live.
Okay.
No, we're live. You can go. If you, the beauty
okay.
about this is, if she wants to go grab her Tony,
okay.
let me go grab that Tony.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're live, and we shut down. You know, we give the block of time.
No, I'm trying to get our lighting. This whole thing, you know. I'm so vain. Our lighting isn't right, people.
No, you're absolutely
right. Right.
That smile is the light, all the light you need, Myra. Don't even worry about that. You're good. You guys look great. Great. You know, I think it's so necessary because art school, you know, it's just not there. Will y'all look at this? Hold that up, Miss I.